我们一起打开圣经 Let's turn our Bibles 我们看这个诗篇第十八篇 And this morning we'll be looking at Psalms 18 诗篇十八篇 Psalms 18那曾经有个小朋友就在不知道是不是很曳他爬上屋顶玩And there was once a young boy, I don't know if he was a naughty boy or not, but he climbed up onto the roof. 我在美国小的时候，我们经常都会爬上屋顶。When I was a young kid in the United States, we used to always crawl up on the roof. 可能有棵树就爬棵树就上到二楼的屋顶。You know, there'd be a tree next to the house, and you crawl up on the second floor, get on top of the roof. 特别夏天呢，我们屋企呢，就有个车房，我们爬上车房，跟住由车房跟屋顶跳落我们泳池。And, you know, especially in the summertime, we had our car garage, you know, we'd crawl up on the roof, and then from the roof of the car garage, we'd jump into the pool. 但这个小朋友呢不知道他做什么呢就在屋顶玩。I don't know what this guy was doing. He was up on the roof playing. 跟着他跌喔。And then he fell off. 跟着他跌的时候他嗌救命啊神啊救我。And as he's falling, he calls out to God in desperation, Lord, help me! 跟着忽然间呢就个父呢斧头呢就掂到一个嘅钉 ，and then his pants got caught on a nail sticking out。咁佢停止唔再跌 ，and so he didn't fall anymore。跟住佢同神讲啊，神啊算啦，唔使救我，已经解决咗。And then he called out, said, "Oh God, no need for help now. It's okay. I solved the problem." 你有冇试过咁样嘅事？Have you ever experienced that? 你想神救你嘅，跟住神用一个方法救你，你以为唔系神嘅。You know, you want God to help you, you call out, and then He does something, and then you don't even recognize that God did it. 我想很多事我们会觉得自然啊，是偶然啊，是咁啱事呢，是不是？ And so often we think, oh, it just happened that way, or that's a natural thing. Oh, that's, you know, that's a coincidence, you know. 所以今天在十八篇的时候，我们看到大卫的是赞美神 So here in Psalms 18, we're going to look at and we see David worshiping the Lord. 因为他在年老的时候在讲这个诗篇讲回他一生的经历 As he was old in age and he used this psalm to look back over his life and praise God for all the things that God did. 他多谢神在困难的时候帮他脱离扫罗和敌人的手里面 And he's just praising God for helping him to escape from his enemy Saul and from his other enemies, the Philistines or whatever. 咁啊，佢系识得知道喺每一件事系神嘅保护。And he knew that in all these situations, it was God's protection, it was God's help. 有时我哋系冇办法解决啲事情嘅时候，我哋需要神嘅帮助。And so often when we can't solve a situation, we need God's help. 所以我们先看这个的十八篇第一节到第三节。So let's look first at Psalms 18 verse 1-3. 耶和华啊，我的力量啊，我爱你。I will love you, O Lord, my strength. 耶和华是我的岩石，是我的山寨，是我的教主。我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的国，是我的高台。The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. 我要要求告当，唔系，我要求告当赞美的耶和华。这样我必从仇敌手中被救出来。I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. 我们一起祈祷 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们看到你是我们的保障，是我们的力量，是我们在困难当中随时的帮助。主，我们恳求你今日透过你的诗篇透过你的话语向我们讲说话我们愿意耶稣你今天拯救我们 愿意耶稣你今日保护我哋，我哋要将我哋嘅心尊主为大。我多谢你，奉耶稣名求，阿门。嗱，呢个诗篇呢，就系、是、好似如果你睇撒母耳记下22章。Now this psalm is very much like 2 Samuel 22. If you look at it, 撒母耳记你唔使睇，不过撒母耳记下22章就系大卫晚年喺23章佢离开世界。And 2 Samuel 22 was David in his later years, and in chapter 23 he actually dies. So, 佢就係用呢個詩篇喺撒母耳記下22章係回憶佢一生。And so this psalm is actually recorded twice. It's in 2 Samuel 22, and it's recalling all the things that God did in David's life. So, 翻到大卫无论系大事小事都系承认系神嘅帮助。And David recognized whether it was big things or little things that it was God who was helping him. God who was protecting him. 有时我哋需要学大卫咁样嘅事。And sometimes we need to learn from David on these issues. 我哋好多时面对困难即系要帮助，但我哋系以为系咁啱善，有啲事发生，可能系公司改变政策咯，可能系咁巧有啲啊，佢嘅人系改变心。You know, so often we have things happen, and we get the idea that, you know, well, it wasn't God. You know, maybe, you know, just things happen that way. You know, our company changed the policy, or you know, for some reason he had a change of heart. What are you singing? 系神嘅作为。We need to recognize that it is God working and doing His work. So look at verse 1 and what did David say? He said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. So, 你爱神吗? Do you love God? 大卫是一个男人的，是男人之中的男人。David was a man, and I think he was a man of men. 他是一个很有勇敢的一个军人。He was a very bold soldier. 他是非常之呢，就是打得的。And he was a fighter, and he was able to fight. 他是满有力量的，他是男人之中的男人。And he had strength. I think he was a man of men. 佢唔係就係打得嘅，佢係打得之中嘅打得嘅。Not only was he able to fight, but of fighters, he was the fighter, you know? 但係佢講神啊，我愛你。But he said, God, I love you. 你會唔會同神講我愛你? Would you say to God, God, I love you? 有時講我愛你就好難講出口嘛。So often it's kind of hard to say, I love you, right? 我们是可能跟我们的家人，我们爱他，但我们不会说。我说我喜欢你，我喜欢你，我锡晒你。So often even with our family, you know, it's hard to say I love you. Maybe we'll say, you know, I like you, I really appreciate you, I care about you. 但我爱你， but I love you. 但大卫同一个睇唔到嘅神讲我爱你 ，But David said to God, and you can't see God, I love you. 你今日有冇爱神 ？Do you love God today? 你爱神几多 ？How much do you love God? 当神拒绝扫罗拣选大卫嘅时候，神讲明。他要寻找一个有神心意的人。When God forsook Saul as king and chose David to be king, David said, I'm looking after a man after my own heart. 大卫爱神。And David loves God. 所以他很自然说，神我爱你。And he says, so naturally, God, I love you. 我相信因为大卫爱神，所以神是使用大卫。 And I believe that because David loved God, that's why God used David. 因为神爱他，大卫爱神，神就爱他。大卫从心底爱神，尽心尽性尽意尽力爱神。Because as David loved the Lord, then the Lord loved David, and David loved the Lord more, and he loved him with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. 大卫有犯过罪， David had committed sin. 大卫犯过严重的罪， and David actually committed a very serious sin. 有杀人，有犯奸淫， he committed murder, and he also committed adultery. 他有讲大话， and he lied about it.他掩住， he wanted to cover it up. 但是他心底是爱神，他软弱，但是他认罪悔改。 But in his heart he loved the Lord, so he repented. He was willing to repent, and he was willing to ask forgiveness. 可能你都有软弱， maybe at times you also have weakness, 但你心底有没有爱主？ But do you love the Lord in your heart?如果你爱主，你谦卑寻求神，求神宽恕。And if you love the Lord, you humble yourself and you say to God, God, forgive me. 神是有怜悯。所以大卫讲是以军人的身份来讲。And so here's David talking as a military man. 他说军人所依靠的是什么？ And he's talking about what do military people depend on? 可能军人就会依靠他的一班的军队。 Maybe the military people are going to rely on their military strength, their other guys, the army. 可能会依靠他的枪，他的装备。 And maybe they will put their strength and their trust in their gun or in their, all of their equipment. 有时会是觉得我们的基地是很紧固稳阵。And maybe they think their military camp is a secure camp, and we're going to trust in that. 所以大卫讲晒呢啲山寨、盾牌、头盔、高台。And so here David is talking about, you know, the fortress, the shield, a helmet, and a high tower. 虽然呢度冇讲头盔，但系可能都讲佢一阵间解释。Although he never mentioned the word helmet here, it's possible he did talk about a helmet. I'll explain that in a minute. 咁但系佢话喺敌人攻击嘅时候，军人系当时系需要啲乜嘢 ？So as the enemy rushes in, what did the military men of those days? What did they rely on? 大卫讲岩石 ，and David said a rock. 佢用岩石表示。隐藏安全的地方。 And he used the rock to represent a safe haven, a place of safety. 在诗篇用岩石形容神用20次咁多。 And in the book of Psalms, God is called a rock 20 times. 可能是一个山洞或者是山边的裂缝。This rock could actually be a cave in the rock. It could actually be a cleft on the side of the rock, of a mountain. 在山上打仗的时候是一个优势的 地点。And when you're fighting on the side of a mountain, it actually gives you the advantage. 因为你在高处就可以射箭，敌人就攻不到你。Because from the rock, from the cleft of the rock, as you shoot your arrows down, the enemy cannot get you. 所以大卫说，神，你是我岩石。And so David said, God, you are my rock. 当我想到石的时候，我会想到耶稣。And when I think of the rock, I think of Jesus. 因为耶稣是我们的基石，是我们的磐石，是我们的防角石，是吧？是我们的基础。Because Jesus is our foundational rock. Jesus is the solid rock. Jesus is stable and sure and movable. So, 呢个大卫讲到山寨，就是军人最依靠的堡垒的意思。And so David also says, you're my fortress. And military people rely on a fortress up in the hills. 因为有个山上高的堡垒，敌人就攻不到。 你上面呢又休息，又去抌啲火把落去，又去抌啲石头落去，敌人又上唔到嚟嘅。Because in those days, if you had the fortress on a hill, the enemy couldn't get to you because you're shooting your arrows, you're shooting your fire balls down there, you're throwing rocks down on them, and they can't get up the hill to get you. 所以是最穩陣就是一個山寨。And so the most secure place would be a mountain fortress. 神是我們的山寨。God is our fortress.你看到大卫所形容这些的、很特别是表示安全。And as you look at all these things, these nine things that David is talking about, they're all talking about security and safety. 他说一个是叫拯救的角。And one of them, he mentions the horn of my salvation. 那讲到这个的角的时候有很多的疑问究竟什么叫角、啊And as you talk about a horn, you know, you think, what in the world is he talking? What is a horn? 咁啊，角呢就係動物有角嘛。And you talk about, you know, animals have horns, right? 咁啊，當時嘅動物嘅角代表強力，因為佢用個角嚟攻擊對方。And in the old days, they would look at the horn as representing power and strength because they would use their horn to attack their enemies.所以个角系有呢个嘅保护动物嘅作用，系表示就系冇办法抗拒嘅力量。And so the horn would represent the irresistible strength as you protection for the animal. 圣经里边话，百姓嘅角要举起。And the Bible says that the horn of God's people will be raised. 又讲到大卫的角是要发声的。And it says that the horn of David will shout out. 当我们想到这个角的时候是想到另一个角。And when you think about that, it's another type of a horn. 因为他拿动物的角跟着整一个吹号。And they turn it into a horn, a horn made out of a ram's horn, and they blow and吹得太大力啊！咁啊，吹号呢就代表胜利、得胜。And as you blow the horn, it's a horn of victory, and it means that you've overcome. So, hey, 表示呢个大卫嘅角声响。就是大卫取胜是赢了 And so when you blow David's horn it means he's a victor he's overcome he's in power 还有个意思讲到角 There's another meaning for the horn 因为在圣经里面当神叫摩西是做会幕做祭坛的时候 When God told Moses to make the tabernacle and to make the Ark of the Covenant, 那个祭坛有四边 and on the altar there were four sides. 那个祭坛有四角不是这个角位的角是四个角 and God told him to put four horns on the corners of the altar. Not the corner, but actual horns. 所以是救恩是代表这个祭坛这个角是代表救恩 And so the horn of the altar represents salvation. 所以我们是我们的拯救的角 And so the horn of salvation 是指住这个祭坛 And so as you talk about the horn of salvation is talking about the altar.因为献祭，因为是赎罪 ，and because of the sacrifice and the offering made, then there is forgiveness and cleansing of sin. 所以神是我们的拯救 ，and so God is our salvation. 你看到大卫用九样嘢嚟描述神。And so David used these nine things to talk about God as 神的保护，神的拯救。神的力量 And it's about God's protection, about God's salvation, and God's strength. 大卫的意思说我是军人我不会靠 高山的台，我不会求你们，我要求神。And David's basically saying, hey, I'm a military man, but I'm not going to trust in the military fortress. I'm not going to trust in the military might. I'm putting my trust in God. 你今天你将你的依靠放在哪里？ What are you trusting in this morning? 你是依靠神呢？ Are you trusting in God? 是不是依靠自己的才干？ Are you trusting in your own ability?是不是依靠朋友? Are you trusting in friends? 你应该依靠神。You should be trusting in God. 你看第四节到第六节。Look at verse 4-6. 曾有死亡的绳索缠绕我，匪类的急流使我惊惧。The pangs of death surround me, and the floods of ungodly made me afraid. 阴间的绳索缠绕我，死亡的网罗临到我。The sorrows of Sheol surround me. The snares of death confront me. 我在急难中求告耶和华，向我的神呼求，他从殿中听我的声音。我在他面前的呼求入了他的耳中。 In my distress I called upon the Lord, and I cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. 那我们看到这个经文，看到大卫是一个非常之痛苦的时刻。As you look at this, you see David is in an extremely painful, difficult time. 你有没有试过这种的困苦？Have you ever been in this type of a situation? 是什么都缠绕我，捆绑我，我就来死啊，窒息啊。Everything's coming against me, I'm surrounded, I'm just going to suffocate. 大卫就是急忙，急难中，求告神。And so David called out to God in his desperation. 你有没有试过在急难中求告神？Have you ever called out to God in desperation? 那这个经文在这里先要讲一讲。Now, I need to explain right here about this passage. 因为诗篇十八篇很多释经学家就告诉我们这个描述耶稣基督。Many expositors explain to us that Psalm 18 is actually talking about Jesus Christ. 是耶稣基督死在十字架上。And it's about Jesus dying on the cross. 他是一个非常之痛苦艰难的时候。And he's in an extremely difficult, troubled time. Hanging on the cross. 但是他求告神。But Jesus called out to God. 所以十八篇就是一个预言的。是讲到弥赛亚。And so Psalm 18 is actually a prophecy in talking about the Messiah.咁呢个预言系讲到弥赛亚，系借用大卫本身嘅少少生命嘅经历，系描述耶稣基督嘅大嘅经历嘅。And so you could actually say that as a prophecy, it's borrowing from the life of David and his little experience, and relating it to Jesus and his big experience. 嗱，我哋将大卫嘅生平所面对嘅困难同耶稣比较呢？就当然是湿湿碎，是不是？ When you take the things that David went through and compare it to Jesus, it's no comparison, right? Jesus dying on the cross is much more difficult. 但如果你将你的经历和大卫比较，可能你觉得你的经历是湿湿碎。But if you take your experience and compare it to David's, maybe you think your experience is nothing. 个问题不是你的困难大还是小，个问题你有没有仰望神。It's not about how big or how small your problem is. The question is, how much are you looking to God for the answer? 是不是？在这个我们看得到可以仰望耶稣。And here we see that we can look to Jesus. 因为耶稣自己都经历过，他都是仰望神。Because Jesus also experienced it and he looked to God. 那当我看到大卫的时候，我会想到他刚刚逃离扫罗的时候。 And when I think of David here in this time, I think of when he first escaped from Saul. 在撒母耳记上23章， And in 1 Samuel chapter 23, 我们看到 他刚刚扫罗约撒他逃走的时候, and in chapter 23 of 1 Samuel, you see when David first escaped from Saul, a couple things that happened.
他就当时是要隐藏自己,是山洞,是旷野,
and he had to hide in caves in the wilderness.
他被人追逐,追杀,走投无路,
and as he's being chased down with nowhere to go, 神就出现拯救他, then God came to his rescue.
圣经记载神保护他拯救他，但系冇话我哋听神用咩方法保护他。
The Bible says that God saved him and rescued him, but the Bible does not tell us how God rescued him.
你睇撒母耳记上23章14节。
In 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 14, this is what it says.
大卫住在旷野的山寨里，常在西弗旷野的山地。扫罗天天寻索大卫，神却不将大卫交在他手里。
And David stayed in the strongholds in the wilderness and remained in the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph. Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hands.
天天追杀，但是神保护他。
And every day he was being chased down, but God delivered him.
神用什么方法拯救？没记载。
And how did God deliver him? It's not recorded. We don't know.
但是神保护。 神是不是用神迹？是不是用偶然的东西？
Did God use miracles? Did God use just natural circumstances?
完全没有告诉我们。
It never tells us.
但是到同一章23章26节到29节是讲另一样。
But when you skip down to verse 26 and 29 of 1 Samuel 23, it tells us this.
扫罗在山这边走，大卫和跟随他的人在山那边走。大卫急忙躲避扫罗，因为扫罗和跟随他的人四面围住大卫和跟随他的人，要拿获他们。
Then Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. So David made haste to get away from Saul, and for Saul and his men were encircling David and his men to take them.
忽然忽有使者来报告扫罗说，非利士人犯警抢掠，入犯警抢掠，请王快快回去。
But a messenger came to Saul saying, hurry and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land.
于是扫罗不追赶大卫，回去打非利士人，因此那地方名叫西拉哈马希罗杰。Therefore,
Saul remained, returned from pursuing David and went against the Philistines, so they called that place the Rock of Escape.
大卫从那里上去, 住在隐基底的山寨里。Then
David went up from there and dwelt in the strongholds at En-Gedi.
上个星期讲到隐基底，不过我想不起个中文名。
And last week we talked about En-Gedi, but I couldn't remember the Chinese name. Here it is.
神用什么方法拯救大卫?
What did God use to deliver David?
一个风声由非利士人打。
And so he heard word that the Philistines were coming and attacking, and so Saul and his men just stopped the pursuit and left.
应该差不多要追到的时候，就，哎，不追了，走啊，去打真正的敌人。
And so when they're just ready to catch David, they say, oh, let's stop and let's go get the real enemy.
神是这么做的, that's how God works. 从大卫的角度来说，发生神迹的吗? 他就追就跟住停止不追。
And maybe David could say, this isn't a miracle, he was chasing and then he just stopped chasing me.
但是是神做神迹。
But it was a miracle, God does miracles.
你没有经历到神为你做这种的神迹? 但是你不觉得是神迹?
Have you experienced God do a miracle like this for you and yet you didn't recognize it was a miracle?
我相信日日都有嘅。I
think probably every day this happens.
但系大卫会承认呢个系神嘅作为。
But David recognized this is the hand of God. 俾大卫可以平安，俾佢可以安全。有时用天气，有时用环境，有时用其他事情。
And you know, David recognized that God is doing it so that I can be at peace, I can be safe. And sometimes God uses the weather. Sometimes God uses circumstances, other people, or sometimes God just does a miracle.
我们看诗篇18篇第七节。Look
at Psalms 18 verse 7.
那是因他发怒，这个他就是神，因他发怒。 地就要震，要撼，颤抖，山的根基也震动，要撼。Then
the earth shook and trembled, and the fountains of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry that he is God.
第十节，look at verse 10. 他坐着基路伯飞行，他藉着风的翅膀快飞，
and he rode upon the cherub and flew, and he flew upon the wings of the wind.
那如果你看第七节到十五节，全部都是描述神奇妙的作为。
And if you look from verse 7 all the way to 15, you'll see it's all talking about the awesomeness of God and the things that he did.
大卫用诗句的用言法来描述神。
And David is using poetry, and he's using personification to talk about God.
即是说，将人嘅属性系应用喺神嘅身上。
And so he's taking things that are relate to humans, and he's using that to describe God.
当中话神嘅鼻孔啊， and he talks about the nostrils of God. 神系冇鼻孔，佢系一个灵。
God doesn't have nostrils, he's a spirit, right?
And
that God's flying in the cherub, God doesn't have to fly in the cherub, he's a spirit. And he's using personification methods to describe God, to show us the awesomeness of God.
如果这个讲关于耶稣钉十字架，你可以想象当耶稣死在十字架上的时候困难，神是发怒，地又震撼。
And just think of when Jesus was crucified on the cross, if this is talking about Jesus on the cross and the pain that Jesus is going through, and then God's reaction in his anger as he shakes the world.
记得耶稣钉十字架吗？
Do you remember when Jesus was on the cross?
天的黑暗，有地震。
It went black. The sky went black. There was an earthquake.
当耶稣死的时候，他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
And when Jesus died, he said, my God, why has thou forsaken me?
跟着耶稣从死里复活，又有地震了。
And then when Jesus rose from the dead, there's another earthquake.
地有震。
The earthquake.
神是用威严来拯救耶稣。
And so God, in awesome power and majesty, saved Jesus from the grave.
所以这个可以讲是预言到耶稣。
So we could say this is actually a prophecy of Jesus Christ.
但你看到大卫小小的经历， 是可以形容耶稣大大的经历。
And so you can see how the small experience of David can actually be a description of what Jesus is going through.
十二节到十四节，
look at verse 12-14.
因他面前的光辉，他的口吻行过，便有冰雹火炭。
From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire.
耶和华也在天上打雷，至高者发声音，便有冰雹火炭。
The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire.
他射出箭来，使仇敌四散。
多多发出闪电, 试他的, 他们要乱,
He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanished them.
哇, 神用好奇妙的方法, 是不是? And God used many amazing ways. 行雷闪电, 暴风,
and here's lightning and thunder in a storm.
我在想, 神有没有在当大卫被追杀的时候有没有用这些方法拯救大卫呢?
Just think, when David was escaping from Saul, did God ever use this type of a method to save Saul?
有行雷,有闪电,有暴风的敌人就追不到,
He's hiding in a cave, you know, and then there's thunder and lightning and a big storm and the enemy can't get to him.
或者是有一些的冰雹,
or maybe even hail coming down on him.
圣经没记载,
the Bible doesn't tell us.
但是我们知道约书亚打入迦南地的时候是有,
but we know when Joshua was entering and fighting in the promised land that happened.
有一次约书亚打敌人的时候冰雹帮他打冰雹杀的敌人多过约书亚的军队.
And it tells us in the book of Joshua that one time when Joshua was fighting, hailstones came down, and the hail killed more of the enemy than Joshua's army.
所以神会用这些方法.
And so God does that.
大卫承认, 行雷闪电,暴风,冰雹,都是神为我打.
And David recognized, even if it's a hailstorm, a thunder and lightning storm, it's God fighting for me.
感谢主,不是自然的,是神做神迹.
And praise God, it's not just a natural thing, it's God doing a miracle.
弟兄姊妹,我们要承认,神是我们生命,做这些所谓自然的事,其实不是自然,是神的作为.
And we need to recognize that things going on in our lives that look so natural, are not natural, it's God doing a miracle in your life.
因为神爱你,神要帮你,
because God loves you and He wants to care for you.
从人的角度觉得普遍, 从神的角度觉得是超自然.
From man's perspective, it looks like a natural process. From God's perspective, it's a supernatural event.
你有没有困难,靠神帮你解决吗?
Do you have difficulties to ask God to help you with?
你会依靠朋友,朋友来帮你解决了?是神听祷告对你的朋友帮你?
And so you ask your friend to help after you prayed, and you solved the problem. Did God solve the problem, or did your friend solve the problem? Or did God solve the problem through your friend?
有很多事情,这些情况,忽然间有改变,究竟是神改变的情况,还是刚刚才改变?
And so all of a sudden the situation changes. Did God change the situation, or did it just change itself?
我们祈祷求神医治.
We pray and ask God for healing.
跟着,神透过医生医病,透过药物医病,是神医治,但是医生医治.
And so you pray and you ask God for healing, and then God uses a doctor, and you get healed through the medicine and the doctor. Was it God that healed you, or was it the medicine that healed you?
跟着我们说, hey, 我不要医生医治,我要神医我. 我不吃药.
And then you say, I don't need medicine to help me, I want God to help me.
这样是不是限制神呢? 阻止神做事?
And is that limiting God? Keeping God from doing what He wants to do?
很多时神会用自然的方法是做神迹的.
And so often God uses natural processes to do a miracle.
只是我们有没有承认?
Do we recognize that it's God?
我们没有限制神.
Don't limit God.
我们的神是无穷无尽.
Our God is limitless.
我们的神力量是无限.
Our God has unlimited power.
我们的神是超越我们的智慧.
Our God is a way more wiser than any of us.
神是知道用什么方法最适合帮助你.
And God knows what is the best way to help you.
神可以解决我们的困难. And God can solve our problems. 계속 20절부터 22절. Let's continue looking at verse 20 to 22.
여호와 언저러의 공의 보답하여 언저러 사우종의 칭기 성취하여
The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands, He has recompensed me.
因为 我 遵守了 耶和华的道, 未曾作恶离开我的神.
For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from God.
他的一切典章常在我面前, 他的律例我也未曾丢弃.
For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me.
Now, 先要讲, 如果这个诗篇是讲的, 所以我们可以明白很清楚。
First, we need to recognize that if this psalm is talking about Jesus, then oh, it makes a lot of sense.
我的公义, 我没离开你的道, 我没丢弃你,
My righteousness, I never left you, I never departed from you.
如果是讲耶稣的公义,他没犯罪,他就是一路坚持遵守神的道.
And if this is Jesus, then it makes a lot of sense. He's righteous, he's holy, he followed the word of God, he never departed from it.
但是如果是大卫呢?
But if it's talking about David?
大卫是不是公义?
Was David righteous?
很多人觉得岂有此理,这个大坏,杀人犯,又犯奸,又拿人的老婆做自己的老婆.
So many people get so upset with David, they say, man, this guy's a ripoff. He committed adultery, he committed murder, he covered it up.
这样叫公义? You can call that righteousness?
我们要明白,大坏是公义. We need to understand God, that David is righteous.
因为大卫犯罪之后,他认罪悔改.
Because after David sinned, he repented of his sin.
他求神宽恕,他很谦卑,很惭愧.
He was humbled and he was remorseful.
他就求神清洁他的心.
And he asked God to cleanse his heart.
我们怎样叫公义?
How can anybody be righteous?
我们早几个星期看到大卫自己写的诗篇,
and just a few weeks ago, we saw the psalm that David wrote.
他说, 世上没有人寻找神, 没有一个是公义的.
And he even said in that psalm that there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeks after God.
他承认全世界没有一个公义的人.
And David himself admitted nobody on this planet is righteous.
他怎么可以说我是公义的?
How could he say that I am righteous here?
因为大卫明白什么叫真正的公义.
Because David recognized what righteousness truly is.
公义的就是神赐的.
Righteousness is given by God.
公义就是神的礼物.
Righteousness is a gift from God.
创世纪告诉我们,亚伯拉罕因信耶稣,因信耶和华,这算为他的义.
And in the book of Genesis, it says that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness.
所以亚伯拉罕因为信就称为义.
And so Abraham, because he believed, he was called righteous.
大卫信不信?
Did David believe?
大卫爱神.
David loved God.
因为大卫信神爱神,
所以神称他为义. Because David loved God, because David followed God, God called him righteous.
虽然到晚年的时候,他看回过去的历史人生, 有时有软弱跌低,有时犯罪, 但整个的人生,我是追求神, 我是爱神. 神称我为义.
And as David looked back over his life and he saw, although there are times in his life that he had committed sin, he had fallen, he had fallen short, but in overall he was seeking after God, he was trusting in God, and God called him righteous.
这是一个伟大的真理.
This is a great truth from the Bible.
亦都是新约圣经告诉我们, 以色列人靠自己的能力做公义的人，但失败。
And even the New Testament tells us that the children of Israel trusted in their own righteousness and they failed. Philippians chapter 3 verse 9.
并且得以在他里面不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而得的义。
Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith.
或者你看罗马书十章第三四节,
or maybe look at Romans chapter 10, verse 3 and 4.
罗马书第十章三节,因为不知道神的义, 想要立自己的义，就不服神的义了。
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
律法的终结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
For Christ is the end of the law through righteousness to everyone who believes.
所以亚伯拉罕因信称义， 大卫也是因信称义。
So Abraham was declared righteousness because of faith. David also, because of faith, is righteous.
你和我因信耶稣都是公义的。
And you and me today, because of faith, we are also righteousness.
可能你会犯罪，可能你会软弱。
Maybe you will commit sin, maybe you will fall and stumble.
但你继续信靠主耶稣，你是公义的。
But because you believe in Jesus Christ, you are righteous.
不是自己的义，是基督给你的义。
It's not your own righteousness, it's righteousness given to you by Jesus Christ.
这个是感谢主的伟大的真理。
This is a great, awesome truth. Praise God for it.
我们翻翻诗篇18篇,
go back to Psalms 18.
在23节至27节, 有一个好奇妙的经文。
And in verse 23 to 27, there's an awesome passage right here.
我在他面前作了完全人，我也保守自己远离我的罪孽。
I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from iniquity.
所以耶和华按我的公义，按我在他眼前手中
Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands in his sight.
慈爱的人，你以慈爱待他；完全的人，你以完全待他。
With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you will show yourself blameless.
清洁的人，你以清洁待他；乖僻的人，你以弯曲待他。
With the pure you show yourself pure, and with the devious you show yourself shrewd.
困苦的百姓，你必拯救；高傲的眼目，你必使他降卑。
For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks.
其实这里讲的东西，和以上我们刚刚解释公义是一样。
Here, what it's talking about is similar to what we just talked about, righteousness.
誰是完全人?
Who is perfect?
大衛不是完全人啊。
David is not perfect,
但因为他信神, 神称他为完全。
But because he believed in God, God called him perfect.
他是清洁吗? 有慈爱吗?
Was he cleansed? Was he merciful?
是全部因为信神，神就俾佢完全，神系俾佢公义，神系俾佢清洁，神系俾佢慈爱。
It's all because he believed in God. God gave him righteousness. God made him perfect. God gave him mercy. God gave him cleanliness.
我喺度睇到神帮咗咩人？
When I look at this, I see, who is the person God's going to help?
神要拯救什么人?
Who is the person God's going to save?
你有困难的时候,你祈祷,你希望神帮你,
when you have trouble and you pray and you hope that God helps you,
神会听哪个人的祷告?
Who is God going to listen to their prayers?
答案在这里。
Here's the answer right here.
清洁的人, 慈爱的人, 完全的人,
holy, perfect, cleansed, merciful.
我不配,
I don't qualify.
我不是这样的人,
I'm not that kind of a person.
但当我谦卑自己神面前承认自己的罪, 神是洗干净我的罪, 我成为完全, 我成为清洁, 我成为公义。
But when I humble myself before God and I admit my sin, I admit my failures, and I ask God to cleanse me and to forgive me, He makes me perfect. He cleanses me. He gives me mercy. I become righteous.
神听哪个人的祷告?
Whose prayer does God listen to?
愿意谦卑自己,寻求神,承认自己的不足。
The person who is willing to humble himself before God, admit that they're wrong, and admit that they failed.
当你愿意承认自己的不足,神是使你完全。
When you admit that you're failed, God makes you perfect.
当你承认自己是污秽,神是清洁你。
When you admit that you're filthy, God cleanses you.
神是使你慈爱。
God then gives you mercy.
你想神听你祷告,不要学扫罗。
If you want God to hear your prayers, don't be like Saul.
扫罗就犯罪,跟着就用藉口维护自己,觉得是神的问题,不关我事。
Saul would commit sin, do the wrong thing, and then make excuses, and then put the blame back on God. It's not my fault, it's his fault.
大卫犯罪,谦卑承认,我不足。
David, when he committed his sin, he'd humble himself and admit his failure and ask God forgiveness.
如果你想神帮你,你要坚持跟从主爱神。
And if you want God to help you, you need to keep following and walking with the Lord and love God.
你不要做一个闲事不消香,临急抱佛脚。
Don't be somebody who just puts God on the shelf, you know, and only dusts off the dust when you have a need. Too many people have this attitude, you know, oh, God's got mercy and grace, you know, don't take it so seriously, just relax.
不用这么紧张,不用这么认真,你爱神,但都要爱自己啦。
You know, don't take it so seriously, don't get so, you know, bent out of shape, you know, yeah, love God, okay, but you gotta love yourself too, you know.
你应该是奖励自己,你应该享受生命啊。
You should just reward yourself and just enjoy life, man.
我想这种心态呢,就是扫罗那种心态。
I think that's the attitude that Saul had.
大卫的心态就要认真爱主跟从主。
David's heart was, I'm going to be serious, I'm going to follow God, I'm going to walk with God.
如果你有想神待你清洁, 想神待你是有慈爱, 你就是跟从神, 有清洁的心, 有慈爱的心。
And if you want God to treat you with righteousness, with mercy, and show yourself with purity, then you should be righteous and follow God's ways.
怎样有慈爱的心呢? 就与同神有关系。
How can you have a merciful heart or a loving heart? It's by having a relationship. 所以我们是与神有关系，就有清洁的心。
And so if we have a relationship with God, we have a pure heart.
所以中国人说，讲得对，有关系就有关系，没关系就没关系，是不是？有关系就有关系，没关系没关系。
You know, Chinese always say, you know, if you have the relationship, then that's, I don't know, what does that actually mean?
Oh, 18章28至29节，最后这几节很快完的。
We're almost finished, and these last few verses we're going to point on are very important.
我想很多最后这几节很多人都懂的。
I think these last few verses that I'm going to point out, many of you already know them.
28至29节，verse 28 to 29, verse 28 to 29.
For you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness.
我藉着你冲入敌人的军，藉着我的神跳过墙垣。
For by you I can run against the troop. By my God I can leap over wall.
那我们看到这个经文，记得大卫是一个军人。
As you look at this, remember David's a military man.
但大卫要表示神曾经怎样帮他。
But David here is going to tell us how God has helped him.
神是他的山寨，是他的保护。
God is his fortress, his helper.
这个是告诉我们神怎样帮他。
And here is telling us how God helped him.
值得思想。
It's worthy of our contemplation.
神怎样帮大卫都可以帮你。
That how God helped David, he will also help you.
他照明在他黑暗。
He showed light in his darkness.
大卫多次面对精神的黑暗。 夜晚的黑暗.
David faced many times of emotional darkness and literal darkness.
他很多时是需要有引导带领,
and oftentimes he needed guidance in direction.
在面对这个黑暗压力困扰痛苦，神要照明在他当中.
And as he's facing the stress, the pressure, the darkness, and the pain, God's light shined into him.
在你的黑暗当中有没有神的曙光?
Have you ever had the light of God shine into your darkness?
很多时我们在黑暗的时候，我们没有出路，神就给个曙光，我们引导我们有出路。
And so often in our darkness, and we don't find a way out, God shines a light and shows us the way out.
神是照明他黑暗。
God showed a light, enlightened his darkness.
根据神在帮他呢，这就身体上他自己的身体做不到的事。
And then God gave David the ability to do things physically that he could not personally do physically.
他做什么事?
What could he do?
冲入敌人的里边，跳过墙垣。
He could.
Superman.
Run against a troop and leap over a wall in a single bound, faster than a speeding bullet.
超人，蜘蛛侠都唔够佢嚟。
Spider-Man is not even this powerful, man.
这些是人体未必做得到。大卫承认，这个不是我自己强壮身体。
This is something that maybe in his physical being he could not do. It's not something that was in his own ability.
神给他力量，有勇气。
God gave him the ability, God gave him the boldness.
跳过墙，不知道几长个墙。 多高的?
He could jump over a wall. How high was the wall?
是不是用壁弓?
Is it one of these kung fu guys, you know, boom, 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 three leaps and you're over a 20-foot wall? I don't know.
这个不是他自己本能可以做得到。
That's something that you could not do physically in your own strength.
今时今日你未必是军人, 但你有没有一些的你工作需要, 你生活需要, 一啲嘅技巧，一啲嘅技能，你需要神帮你。You might maybe not a military person today, but is there things in your life, in your job that you need God's help that you can do with ability that's over you, that's not of you, that you can do it with God's ability? 可能你是律师，可能你是老师， maybe you're a lawyer, maybe you're a teacher. 你咪需要神俾你技巧，俾你智慧，俾你能力。Do you need God to give you the skill, the ability, the wisdom?你是咪一个个文员 ？Are you just a secretary？ 是咪一个医生 ？Are you a doctor？ 我唔理你今日做乜嘢工作或者乜嘢岗位，你有冇一啲嘅事你发现到我靠自己我唔得，我需要神教导我，俾我能力可以做好呢份工。No matter what your job or your position is today, are there things that you say I can't do this in my own ability? I need God to give me the strength and the ability to do it.有几多个运动员喺攞奖、攞冠军嘅时候，喺电视台访问就企喺度话：啊，一切嘅荣耀归翻俾耶稣。How many athletes have you seen stand on television after winning the prize, getting the award, getting first place, stand up and say, "All glory goes to Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and Savior." 好多系咪？佢系承认呢个嘅体能、呢个能力唔系我本人，系神帮我。带领我。They're recognizing that this ability, that the strength that they have achieved is not their own ability, it's God's ability that gave it to them. 神同样会给你，如果你爱主。And God will give you the same ability if you love the Lord. 或者弹琴，或者唱歌，或者敬拜。Maybe it's playing a musical instrument, maybe it's singing, maybe it's worship. 或者教小朋友，或者画画。Maybe it's teaching children. Maybe it's drawing a picture. 或者管理，你唔识管理。Or maybe it's administration. You don't know administration. 神系会俾我哋力量。God will give us the ability. Maybe 你蜘蛛侠跳墙。Maybe you're not going to be Spider-Man jumping over walls. 睇三十节到三十二节。Look at verse 30 to 31. 32. 三十到三十二。至于神他的道是完全的，耶和华的话是廉正的，凡投靠他的，他便作他们的盾牌。For as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. 除了耶和华，谁是神呢？除了我们的神，谁是磐石呢？ For who is God except the Lord? Who is the rock except our God?唯有那以力量束我的腰，使我行为完全，他是神。It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. 大卫在这里承认，除了神，无别的神，是神帮我。David is so certain that there's no other God and it is God that I trust that has helped me.所以我喜欢33节，我想你们全部都识33节。I love verse 33, and I think you all know verse 33. 他使我的脚快于母鹿的蹄，又使我在高处安稳。He makes my feet like the feet of the deer, and sets me on my high places. 好多时书签啊，一啲嘅挂墙画嘅。或者一啲嘅杯啊，会用呢个经文。So often you get these things from the Christian bookstore, you know, a bookmark, a plaque hang on your wall, or maybe a cup, and it will have this verse on it. 咩意思？ What does it mean? 与母鹿嘅脚，母鹿嘅蹄，在高处行。Feet like a deer, up in high places? 哇，呢啲脚似唔似母鹿嘅脚？Do your feet look like a deer's foot? 有冇人去到高山区嘅？ Have you ever been to a high mountain place? 我去过高山区，见到嗰啲山上高望上去有啲白点嘅，跳来跳去嘅。I've been to like the Rocky Mountains or places like that. You know, and you look up on the hills and you see these little white dots and they start jumping around. You know, 山羊嘅，山羊喺啲高山嘅喺啲崎岖嘅石嗰度，由呢个石跳到嗰个石，好轻松。跳来跳去， These mountain goats up there just jumping from rock to rock, you know, like they're just walking on, taking it easy. No pressure, no problem. 某六的太子这么意思. Feet like a deer, that's what it's talking about. 你是崎岖路,你是最危险的路,但是行得轻松,是稳妥的. And so you're in the most difficult place and you're up on the top of the mountain on these rocky cliffs. And you're just walking, so it's like a breeze, no problem for me.
神就被大卫,在打仗的时候这样打我.
God gave David the ability to fight in with his army like that on the mountains.
哇,好像没落的太,这么轻松.
And just like the feet of the deer.
在高处行,在稳阵,
in the high place, walking.
我的人生有没有试过高高低低?
In your life, have you ever experienced mountain peaks and down deep valleys?
有时我们会好像很得胜,很胜利,很轻松,
有时跌落低谷, 是不是? And so often you're up on the mountaintop and you're just feeling like the victory, and then other times you get down in the valley and you're feeling so depressed.
又情绪低落,又面对困难,又痛苦.
And you're getting put under pressure and the emotions are just caving in.
依靠神,神使你与某一个脚好像某六的蹄一样.
Trust in the Lord and the Lord will make your feet like the feet of a deer.
神会带你翻上山顶,
and God will raise you back up to the mountain peak.
神给你能够在山顶跳来跳去稳阵,
and God will lift you up and you can just be on the mountain, you know, in victory.
依靠神就有这个胜利,
and you trust in the Lord and you can have that victory.
因为依靠神的力量,神是我们的盾牌, 神是我们的山寨.
So trusting in God, because He is our shield, He is our fortress.
在高台我们要依靠祂.
He is our high fortress that we can trust in.
最后想看34、35节.
In the last two verses, I want to look at it, 34 and 35.
他教导我的手能以征战，甚至我的膀臂 能开同工.
He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze.
你把你的救恩给我作盾牌, 你的右手扶持我, 你的温和使我伟大.
You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great.
请你不要误解34节.
Please don't misunderstand verse 34.
大卫是军人,所以神教他的手作战.
David was a military man, so God taught him how to fight.
你不是军人,神不会教你作战.
You're not a military man, God's not going to teach you how to fight.
如果你试试跟人作战,你可能要反省自己有什么问题.
And if you're always fighting with people, maybe you need to examine yourself. Why are you always getting in fights with people?
如果你基督徒,你经常与人有冲突,可能你要认罪悔改,反省自己.
And if you're a Christian and you're always having conflicts with other people, maybe you need to repent and look in your heart and see, what's wrong with me? What do I need to change?
如果别人是攻击你,神会给你能力去忍受,去面对.
If others are persecuting you, God's going to give you the strength to stand it and to endure it.
但是神不要你经常与人去作战.
But God doesn't want you to always go fighting with other people.
但是我们做基督徒是每天都要打仗.
But as Christians, we are fighting a battle every day, aren't we?
我们每一天是打一个属灵的仗.
Every day we're fighting a spiritual battle.
我们每一天打这个属灵的仗,我们要用属灵的武器打.
And every day as we fight the spiritual battle, we need to use spiritual weapons to fight it.
我们属灵的仗,神会教我们打.
In the spiritual battle, God's going to teach us how to fight it. 神会俾你学用你嘅武器 ，and God will teach you how to use your weapons。你嘅武器系信心，你嘅武器系祷告，你嘅武器系神嘅话语。And the weapons that God wants you to fight the battle with are faith, prayer, and the Word of God. 神会教你怎样打。And God will teach you how to use these weapons. 但如果真的跟人打架，神不会教你。But if you're really going to physically fight with somebody, God's not going to teach you how to do that. 但如果我们讲军人，我们讲到大卫的工作职业。But if we don't talk about being a military person, just look at it, David as a professional. 神教他做他的职业，神教他怎样做他应做的工作。God taught David how to be a professional, how to do the work that he was entrusted to do. 神会教你做你的职业，神会教你要做你要做的工作。God is going to teach you to do the work that you need to do. God is going to teach you how to be professional in your job.是不是你有没有这个信心 Do you have that faith? 不要靠自己靠神刚才讲错了真的最后一节 I'm sorry, there is one more verse 36节 Verse 34 36你使我脚下的地步宽阔我的脚未曾滑跌 You enlarge my paths under me so my feetDid not slip. 感谢主，神会保护你。Praise God, He's going to protect you. 保护你唔好跌。Keep you from falling. 我哋软弱，我哋有软弱，我哋会容易犯罪受试探。We are weak, we often fall, and we often give in to temptation. 大卫话，神可以保护你唔怕跌。And David's saying, God can protect you to keep you from falling.或者你真的软弱犯罪神会扶回你起身 Maybe you do fall into some temptation But God will pick you back up 但神可以保护你一路跟住主耶稣你只要爱主 But if you keep walking and loving the Lord God can keep you from falling and walking with God forever 你要尊主为大依靠神做你的山寨做你的保障做你的盾牌You just need to put God first in your life and trust in Him as your fortress, as your shield, and as your protector. 当你将主放在你生命的第一位，你可以回应最后46-47节。And as you put God first in your life, you can say with David the last two verses of 46 and 47. 耶和华是活神，愿我的磐石被人称赞。愿教我的神被人尊崇 The Lord lives, blessed is my rock. The Lord, the God of my salvation, be exalted. 这位神就是那位我伸冤，使我民服在我，使众民服在我以下的。It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. 弟兄姊妹，今日你有没有大卫这种的情景 Do you have this situation in your life today like David? 你们面对困难 Do you have troubles? 你们依靠神做你山寨 Are you trusting in God as your fortress? 你们依靠神做你的保障你的盾牌 Are you trusting in God for your protection, for your shield? 你们爱神 Do you love the Lord? 你们愿意神保护你带领你And are you willing for God to lead you and guide you? 不是靠自己的公义，是靠神给你的公义。Not trusting in your own righteousness, trusting in the righteousness that God gives you. 当你依靠神，神领你在高处行，不怕失脚。And when you trust in God, God will lead you to the high places and you will not stumble and fall. 神会给你能够安稳跳过高墙。And God will give you the ability to safely jump and leap over the walls that you have to jump over. 一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你。这个诗篇是非常之有鼓励。我们感谢你，给我们这么多安慰。主啊，你是我们的力量，你是我们的保障，你是我们的高台。 你是我们拯救的角，你是我们的神，主要靠你在我们生命里面带领我们，将你的公义，将你的慈爱，将你的恩典赐给我们，保护我们不失脚，带领我们跳过墙。多谢主，奉耶稣名求，麦祷之后可以散会。